Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about a business skill that I think is crucial for you to survive in business, of course, any business that is, and that's the ability to have thick skin. And this is something I think that is lacking in society today. Everyone gets rubbed wrong very easily, and it's one of those things where this can get you into a lot of trouble. So having thick skin is something that you need to develop in your business. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And what I mean by this is you don't want to take things personal. You want to be able to separate business from personal. And this is kind of hard to do. I think if you're in business, you really have a hard time with this aspect. I even have the hard time with this aspect. You know, when you're driving and someone cuts you off, it's really hard to not like flash your bright lights at them or honk. And it's one of those things where like if you have your stickers on your truck or you have your truck wrapped, you probably don't want to be honking or flashing your bright lights at the person, because you have your pool service logo on there. And it's one of the things where you have to kind of develop that, like, well, he cut me off, I just have to let it go and grip my teeth. There's a small gas station that I frequent. It's a Circle K, and there's only 4 pumps. And it's like the Wild West, basically. You pull up, you get behind the car, and if another pump is available, you can't really reverse and get there because someone else may get in there. I was going in there the other day, and this older lady pulled in, and she saw I was going for the pump. She was going for the pump too from another angle, and she of course sped up and pulled in before me, and I was like, oh, all right, you know, I let it go, and I sat behind someone else. And it's one of those things where you just have to do that in business. You know, it's probably wrong of her to speed up and take my pump, but of course I have to let that go because I'm going to be pumping gas. I was pumping gas right next to her after that. So it's one of those things where you just have to have that thick skin in business and kind of apply it to while you're out there driving around, especially if you have your logos on your truck. You want to make a good impression out there. But really what I'm focused on here is when customers question or insult you, and I'm guilty of losing my temper. I've done this, I think, twice in my career with customers, and I felt really bad about it afterwards and realized that it's not a good business practice. That was kind of early in my career, and I made the mistake. One of them, I don't know exactly why I got really upset, but it was a question of, you know, the pool cleanliness was not really the question. It was just the fact that he was just one of those customers that nitpicked at everything that I did. And it just got to a point where one day when he was out there talking about something and complaining about something, I just said, you know what, just get another service. And I didn't blow up entirely. I didn't go, you know, volcano on him. But I did get angry and I did leave in a huff. And it's one of those things that I regret. But it's one of those things that you learn. And you're not perfect, and this is going to happen to you out there. You can't be a perfect citizen. It's just you're a human, and if people offend you and get on your nerves, you're going to eventually crack. But the point is you want to develop thick skin so that you actually never crack under pressure and never blow up. And that's the whole key of business, is that you got to hold your composure, and you just can't get upset. I mean, if you've ever been to In-N-Out Burger, I've seen customers get really irate with the people working there. But their training is so thorough that I've never seen an In-N-Out employee, you know, talk back or do anything. Same with Chick-fil-A. They're very polite. You know, they forgot my chicken sandwich one time. I went back in there. I wasn't upset. I didn't act upset. I just kind of jokingly said, you know, I'm going to have to start checking my bags now because, you know, they're usually pretty good. And then they didn't say nothing. And then they handed me the chicken sandwich and they're like, my pleasure. I'm like, not really, but... It's one of those things where the training is important. So you can train yourself to kind of develop this skill, maybe practice with your spouse or friend, and just develop this muscle of not reacting to a comment. Now here, I'll give you a scenario where you can react really bad sometimes. And this is when you put in, let's say you installed a pump basket for the customer. And of course, you're using OEM products because the suppliers don't carry anything generic. And they come out and they're like, hey, I saw this on Amazon. It's only $8.99 and you charged me $21 for it. I want you to give me a refund. And then I also noticed that when you put this cleaner part on Amazon, it's only $20 and you charge me $35 for it. And they may go on and on questioning other things you've done. And at that point, you know, you're getting irked because you know that the stuff on Amazon is all generic and it's not the real stuff. And it's cheaper, of course, but it's not real parts. And sometimes, you know, you may be thinking in the back of your head, this customer, I don't know if you want to have this customer anymore. I think I'm just going to drop this guy. And then you start thinking those thoughts, and then you may eventually just blow up on that customer. But I think the best way to diffuse it is to kind of separate yourself from anything personal that you're feeling, because you're feeling like this customer is cheap. I'm doing everything right by going to my supplier, picking it up, putting it in. I noticed it was cracked, and I did this customer a service by putting it in there. And all your intentions were good. You were going to rip off the customer. You paid, you know, $12 for it at your supplier. You're just marking it up to something reasonable. And it's one of those things where this could get on your nerves. So I think separating yourself from that and try to look at yourself as the person at the customer service counter at Walmart or another store. How do they deal with customers that are returning products that, you know, you just know that they used it, they're returning old products? My niece worked at Kohl's, and Kohl's has probably one of the most liberal return policies. You can like return stuff whenever. And she was there one day working the counter, and she tells the story that a lady walked in and her kids had sandals on, and she literally just took the sandals off her kids' feet and plopped them on the counter and said, I want to return these. And they were, of course, used. And the kids are standing there barefoot, and you know she's going to buy new ones. And, you know, my niece could have easily said, well, ma'am, I mean, they're used and the kids are wearing them at this moment. But no, she just kind of smiled and took the return and let the lady walk away. But it's a good story because that's how you have to be when you're dealing with the customers. When the customer comes out and says, you know, this pump basket is cheaper on Amazon, I want you to credit me the difference. Simply say, oh, I understand that that's the case. You know, Amazon, that's not a product made by Pentair. You have a Pentair WhisperFlow pump or IntelliFlow pump. And the basket does fit, yes, it does fit in there, but it's not the same quality as the one I put in there. And if you want, I'll give you a full refund and take the basket out, and you can just order that on Amazon and I'll put it in for you next week, not a problem. Or I can refund you the difference and just leave this one in here. And you see that you separated yourself from a personal attack on all the stuff that you did to get that basket in there, and the fact you're doing a good job, and the customer's not really criticizing the job you're doing. They're just in this world where they're looking at prices, and a lot of customers are like this. It's so weird that prices float around in their heads, and that they seem, if they save $10 here, it makes them feel like they're winning. I don't know why that is. But separate yourself from that, and maybe the customer has having a tough time financially, and $10 will move the needle. In that case, you know, that's something that you should have some sympathy for. But I don't think you should be judging the customer's motives in a personal level. And that's hard to do, again, because we're not trained to be customer service oriented. We never went through a 6-week training at an In-N-Out Burger to learn how to deal with customers. We're just normal people that started a business, and we have to kind of develop these skills. Probably would be good if there was a course offered, you know, at one of the pool shows on customer service, maybe by someone who worked at In-N-Out Burger or Chick-fil-A. That'd be a thought for a seminar. It probably would be highly attended. So again, separate yourself from the customer and just pretend you're at the return counter at a store, that you don't service their pool, and kind of have that attitude that you're just an individual and you're just doing business. And it is business at the end of the day. And I mentioned I lost it when a customer was nitpicking. And I think that's one of the things that really bothers me. Like, I'm doing my job correctly and I'm doing my job thoroughly, and I really enjoy my work and I really have a lot of pride in what I do. And when someone says, oh, you know, you're not doing a good job, or you left this, you know, uncleaned, and maybe you skipped my pool last week, I didn't see you here. When they say something like that and you have a lot of pride in your work, I mean, it's just like, if you don't care about your work and someone says, hey, you weren't here last week, it wouldn't bother you, because it's not a big deal. You don't really care about their pool. But if you invest in their pool and you invest in your business, when someone says something like that, you really care about it. And I think that's the main difference. And that's why when they do criticize you, you feel really upset because you have a lot invested in your business and in the quality that you provide. And again, I think you have to take the same stance and separate yourself from your personal thoughts about it and just look at everything from a business perspective. Okay, what have I done that maybe had made this customer upset? Maybe it's just their personality. Maybe they're like this with everybody, the gardener, the house cleaner, whatever. And you're just one of many that are criticized. I had a customer one time that she was the toughest person you can imagine. She was just tough as nails. And she just talked to everyone the same way. And she talked to me the same way. But I heard her talk to other people the way she talks to me. And so that made me realize that that's just her and how she is. And I don't take it personal. And it made me really look at things differently. And so whenever she would come to me and she'd be kind of gruff and harsh, it didn't bother me because I knew that's how she was with everybody. So I think you have to kind of really work on that also. And I'm sure they train you in customer service about all these aspects of different people's personalities, how to react to them. And I think the worst thing you can do is take a defensive posture. So if a customer is like, so you weren't here last week, and you can be like, well, you know what? I have my skimmer app in here. I actually have a picture of your pool. I didn't bother sending it to you because I don't want to bother you. But here I was, here's the timestamp, and here's your pool clean. If you respond like that, it could make them also blow up. What you want to try to do is diffuse it and say, well, yeah, I was here and I do sign in my app. And if you want, I can start sending you pictures every week of me at your pool so you can see that I'm here. And it's, of course, going to come in real time. And they may say, okay, yeah, that sounds good. You've kind of diffused it without like defending yourself. And I found that when I lose my temper, it's because I'm trying to defend myself. And really, it's not necessary to do that. If the pool is clean and you're doing your job, there's no need to do that. And the customer may have complaints. And it also depends on how your day's going. If you're having like a really bad day and the customer comes out and, you know, starts complaining, you're going to be at an elevated, you know, point where you may not respond correctly. I had one customer one time, and this is the second person that I lost it with, and I just left the account. So she was questioning the bill. Like when I bill her, she was saying that she already paid that month, when in fact she didn't pay that month because I know she didn't pay. And she kept on insisting that, you know, she brought out like different invoices and look, this one's dated this, I did pay that one. And clearly I can see that there was a gap. She didn't pay the one she said she was paying, but she was so insistent on the fact that she paid it that it started getting me upset. The evidence is obvious she didn't pay it. I didn't get the payment for that month of service. It got to the point where I'm just like, okay, I'll see you later. And I just walked out of the backyard. Unfortunate, you know, it's something that I probably could have done better. But again, it's one of those things where I wasn't trained in customer service at the beginning. I learned now that, you know, if a customer is really questioning it and they're really adamant about paying, just stop the conversation there and say, well, I'll look into it later. Let's not talk about that. I'll look at my records again and I'll get back to you. Right there, you diffused it because now you're not going to have to argue back with her. And it kind of stops her because you already agreed with her, kind of agreed that you're going to look into it. And you may find that she didn't pay and you may present the evidence, you know, maybe over an email or a text message where you're cooler. I find text messaging to be a saving grace because you can be really cool and calm in a text message. When you're conversing with someone face to face or even on the phone, can get heated. And so text messages are a great way. I mean, they may send you all caps back, which means they're upset, but it doesn't matter. You can really diffuse things through text messaging a lot better than face-to-face sometimes. But if you get into a situation where they're starting to argue and things are getting bad, just step away and say, well, I'll look into that and, you know, let me finish cleaning your pool. And then when I go home later, I'll look into it and see what I can find. And that usually diffuses it. So your whole point of customer service, and you've seen this happen, when you're out somewhere, I mentioned In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A, they'll defuse the customer. You know, when I forgot my chicken sandwich, I was upset, but I wasn't upset because I had to drive back. You know, it took me 10 minutes to get back there to get it. But they understood that and they're like, oh, we're really sorry about that. They were defusing it without saying like, huh, are you sure we forgot it? You know, they didn't like start accusing me of, you know, maybe lying or something. So that's the whole thing. So defusing is a key. not taking it personal is the key. And I think understanding where the customer is coming from is the key also. If they're questioning your prices, maybe that's just how they are with everybody. In most cases, that's how they are in every situation. And sometimes your questions are legitimate. You know, why is this pump basket more expensive than the one here on Amazon? And then you have to explain it to them. I always give them explanations for everything, and that usually diffuses it. I tell them, well, you see, my supplier is only allowed to carry products supplied by the manufacturer. So this pump basket I put in is a Pentair WhisperFlow basket, and my supplier does not carry the, you know, Gemo 2 pump basket because they're not allowed to carry these generic baskets. They're under contract from the manufacturer. And then my supplier, of course, has a physical location, and so they're a little more expensive wholesale for me to purchase and on Amazon, where they don't really have that kind of overhead. And so that's why the price is going to be lower online than it is in my supplier. But I can guarantee you that the product that I put in there, the basket I put in there, is going to last a very long time because it is a manufactured product. I can't guarantee the same thing with this one here on Amazon for $10. But it's not a problem. I can refund you and you can get the basket. I'll put it in for you, or I'll give you a credit for the difference. Whatever you want to do, it's perfectly fine. And I think if you explain it to the customer, they'll feel a little better about it because maybe they've been like thinking about it, fuming all morning, waiting for you to get there to kind of unload on you. And if you do it that way, it diffuses them. And it's something that you're going to learn over time. I mean, I've been in situations where there's been customers that are late on their bill, and I see them and I remind them, like, they're getting in their car to go to work. I'm like, oh yeah, I see a reminder that you didn't pay last month. And they're like, oh yeah, I'll get to it. No problem. Just send me a text and I'll get it out to you. And they just get in their car and drive away. And you know that they're not gonna respond or pay you. And that's kind of irksome, of course, because you're not getting paid. And there's of course a limit before you cut them off. But those kind of situations do happen. And you really have to have that thick skin to kind of just grin and bear it. And just understand, separate yourself from the business. You know, you're just an employee at the customer service counter. And if someone's taking the sandals off their kids and they're going to plop them on the counter, let their kids walk out barefoot, just, you know, let them do that and don't, you know, fight them. And it may make for a great story later anyway. So I think it's part of business and it's something that definitely is a skill that you can develop. Looking for other podcasts that I have, you can find those on my website, swimmingprolearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then there'll be a drop-down menu for you of other podcasts I recorded. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.